They hail from Texas, but they have an interest here in West Michigan. Check out an exhibition on the campus of Aquinas College. It features two different mediums, figurative painting and sculpture, provoking viewers to project and reflect on his or her, on your senses of self, nature, and wholeness within the human figure, husband and wife. Texas artists have exhibited across the nation, and we're glad that we find your talents here. So a formal introduction. Good morning to you, Felice House.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Dana Younger.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
You're quite welcome. Are you back settled in your home in Texas?
We are, actually. And we were visiting with West Michigan artist Chris Laporte last night here in Texas. He had an opening.
Yes, well, Art Prize gentleman, he is well-known in our area, and so there's your, that's a good thing that you run with the right circles, and the circles we need to run around, apparently at Aquinas College, where we're going to find your work entitled Some, S-U-M-U, Some, Me. Take it away. What's this all about?
Well, this is some work that we developed together. Felice is the painter and I'm the sculptor. And we are really interested in ideas about gender and the sort of sum of our experiences as humans and also in our connection to nature. So we started exploring around with a lot of these ideas and this is the body of work that came out of it.
Well, you mentioned Chris Laporte. It looks like he, as the 2010 Art Prize winner and Aquinas faculty member, did hook you up with this Aquinas College partnership. So where on campus do we see you?
Our exhibition is in the Art and Music Center. There's a gallery there. The director, Dana Freeman, and the Aquinas faculty invited us to exhibit. The suggestion came from Chris Laporte, who we know. I've exhibited with him before in other national group shows. But we were thrilled that the faculty and the director were willing to have us at their gallery.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to, again, lead you into conversation. It looks like Some You, Some Me features 9 large-scale portraits of women accompanied by what? Fill in the blank here.
Felice has done a lot of large-scale portraits, and my sculptures, I have 2 large sculptures in there that are fragments of myself. I have an arm and a leg. Both are twice life-size and carved in wood.
Wow. Are there let's touch back on the themes that you'd like us to take away. Pieces brought together by a shared subject matter.
Yeah, so we're both working with the same ideas, the ideas of sort of gender and our relationship to nature. There's an art term called simultaneous contrast in which things that are close to one another affect each other. So the paintings are really affected by having the sculptures in the room with them, and the sculptures are affected by having the painting. And in this case, we hope that having them together is a positive.
Dana, can you talk a little bit about the title of your exhibit?
Yeah, for sure. So as we were developing this work and we're talking, and it's very convenient because we're a husband and wife team, and so we can sit on the couch and drink coffee and talk. We were playing with these notions of accumulated experience and where we are now, and we found this amazing Salman Rushdie quote, and I'd like to read it for you because I think it's really relevant to our show. He says, "I am the sum total of everything that went before me, of all I have been, seen, done, of everything done to me. I am everyone, everything whose being in the world affected was affected by mine. I am anything that happens after I'm gone, which would not have happened if I had not come."
Oh, nice. Dana Younger and Felice House with us. They're artists, Texas-based artists, but you'll find their work, Some You, Some Me, that's S-U-M, You, Some Me, which does examine gender and the relationship with nature, opening at our West Michigan-based Aquinas College. How long, it looks like you're here through the 21st, your art is, Felice?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll be in the Aquinas College Gallery in the Art and Music Center until the 21st of February.
Tell me that you had a pleasant experience in West Michigan while you were here.
We had a wonderful time. Neither of us had ever been to Michigan, though we're very aware of the art scene in Grand Rapids due to Art Prize being such a national phenomenon. But we just thought the buildings were beautiful. We were driving down the road at one point, and I looked over and I said, I think that's a Frank Lloyd Wright house. And I looked it up on the internet, and I was right.
Yeah.
We were really impressed with the people and the culture. So many great restaurants and galleries and shopping districts. You know, not knowing what to expect when we went, we were really surprised and pleased. And honestly, I hope we have more chances to come back.
Selfishly, that's the answer I was looking for. Yay, when it's, you know, a high of 25 today and snow on the ground, four-season, beautiful state in which we live and area. All right, we'll head over to Aquinas College to check out Some You, Some Me, this art exhibit by you husband-wife duo, Dana Younger and Felice House, doing great things. So you're both with the university. I see an assistant professor in the visualization department at Texas A&M.
That's correct. We are a hybrid digital traditional art program, so we're a little bit unusual in that way. So any of you Michigan natives, if you want to come down to Texas, I'd love to have you.
Excellent. We'll write that down. Take care to you. Is there a way to find out more information about your work?
Absolutely. Our websites are our names. So FeliceHouse.com is my website, and Dana's website is DanaYounger.com. Aquinas Gallery also has a website. If you just Google it, I think it will pop right up.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Felice.